It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To keep from having, and I'm bound to keep on that. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris McMichael.
Yeah!
Microphone. Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Yeah! 7:02 p.m. on the Fan. McMonagle here with you. Filling in for Keith, taking you on a midnight ride to midnight. Something along those lines. 888-808-1019. Met fans, that's the number. And we're going to get to you. We're going to get to you early. I want to talk to you as you're heading to the building, as you're getting ready for this Game 3 of the NLCS against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Severino on the mound with an opportunity to do something special. I want to start there specifically about this game and about the opportunity they have to do, or what the opportunity they have here against the Dodgers in this pivotal Game 3. If you go back like I do as a 96er Yankee fan, as the great Bob Uecker used to call me a lot, Joe Torre always talked about Game 3. These are pivotal games of a tied series. The winner of this game has an excellent chance to win this series. And so much talk around the Mets. Right, and I just heard, you know, Tommy, positive Tommy, so much talk around this Met team and really around this station and the games here are what they've done, the heroics, everything that's happened, you know, slaying the demon that is the Atlanta Braves in that doubleheader and the Lindor home run and the Alonso having his moment where everybody had written him off and what he did in Milwaukee. And then even now, right, so much of the talk, we can't help ourselves. We're talking about the Subway Series. We're talking about the likelihood of that. We got the Yankees have a cakewalk, and the Mets are struggling. The Mets have an opportunity right now, in this game specifically, as it's about to get kicked underway in about an hour, with Severino on the mound, that I think the beginning of this game, the first couple of innings, especially against the top of this Dodger lineup, is going to be so important for him. And then, like, to me, it's the bookends of this game. What is the back end of this bullpen going to look like? What is Diaz going to give you? Who do they go to in the big moments? You know, Buto hasn't been the same since he became a weapon out of the bullpen earlier in the season. Maton has struggled a little bit. You got Peterson out there who's been better out of the bullpen, although didn't pitch well necessarily in game one of this series. I'm interested in how they start against the top of this lineup and how they can close this game out if they get the lead late, but specifically about what they have an opportunity to do against this Los Angeles Dodgers team. Because we've already set our minds on what could be a Subway Series and how where this season ends and what the feelings would be like and all the talk around this team. Right now, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the freaking super team, right? And we talk so much about the Mets' expectation at the start of the year and how there wasn't any. And going back to last year's trade deadline, this owner and the franchise did almost everything they could to temper your expectations. Right? It was about, the pitchers who are leaving, Scherzer, Verlander talking about, well, we don't, you know, we've had conversations with the organization and we're not sure about what they're going to be like over the next couple of years. Like, we don't expect us to have as many superstars or as many people picking us to win the World Series. Blah, blah. Like, we've talked so much about who the Mets are and where their expectations were set at the start of the year. And then 11 games under 500 in the Jorge Lopez game, which was against this Los Angeles Dodgers team. And the meeting that they had on that 10-game homestand that sprungboard this team into this epic run over the last second half of the season and through this postseason. But right now, you have a chance to slay the Los Angeles Dodgers and flip a script on this season that at the beginning of the offseason, The Dodgers were the big winners, signing Ohtani to a $700 million contract, beating out the Mets and the New York Yankees for Yamamoto. This was the team that everybody was disgusted with. This was the team that took a year off in spending big money last year to bone up and get ready for this offseason, and they went freaking nuts, and they were supposed to dominate this, and they have Hall of Famers at the top of the order in now Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Not just great players, not just MVPs. Some of the greatest players of this generation. You know how I feel about Ohtani? The greatest player I've ever seen play the game. All at the top of this lineup. All the money they spent. They went out and gave Yamamoto the most money a starting pitcher has ever seen in this sport before he threw a pitch. They were the big, big bad Dodgers who not only are run the right way, who build this farm system year after year, but go out there and have the capability of spending all this money, and the Mets have an opportunity tonight to flip the script on what this season is. Better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Season was supposed to be, and have an opportunity tonight to go out there against the big bad Dodgers, who they took game one with and slapped them in the face. And I understand that they're hurt, and I understand that their pitching rotation isn't what it normally would be, and you're dealing with bullpen games. I don't care. Just like I don't care about the Cleveland Guardians as a Yankee fan, I don't care. This is an opportunity to go through this undoubtedly top-heavy, excellent National League. And to run through it in a game tonight with the building rocking for a game three of the NLCS, first time since 2015 they've been back, right? You've had players on this Met team in Nimmo calling out the fan base for showing up. Early part of the year, we're talking about why isn't nobody there for Doc? Why is nobody there for Darryl? Well, we could forget that now. This building is going to be absolutely electric tonight. And I love the idea that this upstart Met team, yes, the highest payroll in baseball, and I've had fun tweaking some Met fans about that, but ultimately we know why, and we know who they are, and we knew what the expectations were. This team that has come together like almost no group we've seen in a long time here, that has changed the narrative of the season, is going up against this big, bad Dodgers team, and they're just as good, if not better. And they have an opportunity tonight to do what every fan in baseball wanted at the start of the year. Yankee fans, you can say what you want about the Mets. Any other team can say what they want about the Mets. The fact of the matter is the Mets are standing in a position right now to beat a team that everybody wanted to beat, that nobody thought would lose at the start of this year, who everybody had penciled in going back to the World Series after all the money they spent. And here are the Mets, the OMG Mets, the Grimace Mets, whatever the story you want to bring about here, with a bunch of starting pitchers who are signed on one-year contracts, who are signed to be traded at the deadline to further building up the farm system, and instead they're standing on the mound tonight with history. All that, the Hakuna story. But Severino is standing here tonight, a man who's been in this position, a man who's pitched in these games in this city. And we've seen him be great. We've seen him be solid, and we've seen him struggle in the early parts of this game against Milwaukee. What kind of Severino you're going to get in the first inning is going to tell a lot about this game. But I don't want to focus on what would happen if the New York Yankees and the New York Mets met in the Subway Series. We can talk about it. It's fun. I understand. I don't want to talk about necessarily even going back to the histrionics and all the craziness and the great run the Mets are on today, tonight. The Mets not only have an opportunity to give their fan base a chance to take a lead inside a series, not only do they have a chance, and again, game three, it's like 70% you win this game, you win the series. This is a huge, huge swing game of this series. They have an opportunity to further their story right now tonight, beating the big bad Dodgers with Ohtani, who I know we're all upset. They tell you an hour and a half in advance when he's coming up to the plate. They do the math game. Oh, it's four. Well, if one guy gets on, you could see him in the fourth. He's the superstar of this sport. He's the guy they promote. This is the team everybody wanted. I heard Tommy talking about it. There's no doubt. There is no doubt the Dodgers are the team everybody wants in this championship, in this World Series. There is no doubt. MLB executives are all over themselves right now thinking of a Yankee-Dodger World Series. Ohtani versus Judge. That's what everybody wants. And this upstart Met team with a leader and an MVP like Lindor. And guys who've, you know, outdone themselves like Vientos, who wasn't even on this team to start the year. I remember filling in for Sal with BT the day they signed J.D. Martinez. And Sal came on. He was all pumped up about signing J.D. Martinez, who many people think about where we are now. Evan's screaming that J.D. Martinez shouldn't be in the lineup, and when they signed him, Sal was screaming, thank God, Vientos back to the minors. And Vientos has established himself as an absolute stud. What you've gotten from Marte in this postseason, what you've gotten from Iglesias throughout this year, Taylor in this lineup, who continues to impress, Alonso, just everybody stepping up, and this team has an opportunity to slay the dragon tonight. And I know it's not maybe their personal dragon, and I know you might not have been around since 1988, and the Dodgers haven't been a personal thing to you the way maybe even Philadelphia has. Certainly the Braves have been, and we know what awaits them next if they move on. But this is a series that if you would have started the year, everybody had the Dodgers going back to the World Series, and tonight in a swing game, the Mets in their building have an opportunity to just have one of those remarkable games and one of these remarkable series, because whatever happens next, you beat the Dodgers in the NLCS, this Met team that was two outs away with Pete Alonso at the plate in Milwaukee, this Met team that's 11 games under 500 has an opportunity to beat the big bad 98 win, should have been more than that, Los Angeles Dodgers, and head back to the World Series. Tonight's one of those nights that you live for. Tonight's one of those nights as you're in your car, getting ready, parking the car now, heading to the stadium. One of those nights that will live forever. And it's going to be how they start and how they finish are the two impacts of this game for me tonight. We'll get more into that a little bit once the game starts. We'll do some other stuff. Obviously, there's football to get to. There's Yankee talk to get to. But right now, we get right to your phone calls on the Mets. Frank in White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I couldn't get a ticket for tonight
right.
Anyway. My friend have a ticket. Anyhow, I agree with you what you're saying 100%. What happened is with the Mets pitching, they got to stop walking at batters. That's the problem. You see, every time they got like two guys walking, the next
it's never good to walk batters. Obviously, you don't want to give this team base runners. And to me, the start of this game, without question, we are going to find out early because Severino is one of those guys a lot of times. Now, he's had games in this postseason where he struggled early on and then settled in, right? That game, game one against Milwaukee, getting off to a little bit of a shaky start, settling in and pitching the fifth and sixth innings was a major turning point of that game, and you could argue because of the nature of that short series in the wild card, that's a turning point of this whole postseason. It was so important that Mendoza stuck with him, and he found himself and got through those fifth and sixth innings. So no doubt that sometimes he can settle in, but he's also one of these guys where early on you can establish what kind of night you're going to have. And when you go up against Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Muncy, Teoscar Hernandez to start this game, and Ohtani has not been good with no runners on. It's one of those freaky, you know, baseball stats. He's killing him with runners in scoring position. He's been brutal. Has yet to get a hit in this postseason with nobody on. So leading off the game, obviously, that would include leading off the game. But this first inning against Severino, coming out tonight, all the emotion of this stadium, there is nothing like you do not want to have a buzzkill in the first inning of this game. That's the one thing you want to avoid. Like, I believe they're just as good. I think this lineup's just as deep. Walker Buehler has not been good in the postseason, has not had the kind of year he's wanted to have. I mean, but he's also a very good pitcher. He's also a guy at the start of the year that many Met fans were telling you was going to be part of this free agent spending frenzy that the Mets were about to embark on after this season when it was time to win again. And here we are, you know, well past those expectations, playing in the NLCS, facing a Walker Buehler, and an opportunity to pound him like he was pounded in his last start. He hasn't been that good. You know, there's questions in the lineup. I know the J.D. Martinez question with Winker and how good he's been. and the manager goes back to J.D. Martinez. And the manager's gotten a lot of praise, and rightfully so. We'll see if that decision ends up being the right one. But for me, the first inning, all the emotion that this fan base is going to bring to this game, watching this team every step of the way, you know, winning the games against Philadelphia in this building, getting ready for an NLCS. And again, I think the Dodgers are the evil empire, right? That's what the Yankees have been reserved to be. And in many ways, the Yankees are still that. But this Dodger team and what they did in the offseason and who they are, like, and the matchup they present. And I understand that they've been a little bit maligned here over the last couple weeks, where to the point where most Met fans rather have played the Dodgers than the Padres. But this team and the top of this order and what they've been able to do and how they've pitched. I know the Mets got to them the other game in game two. And with the leadoff home run and then the grand slam, obviously. But they were just going through a series of 30 consecutive innings without giving up a run. Like, this is still a legitimately excellent team. And as crazy as this fan base is going to be, as loud as this building is going to be for this game right now, Severino has got, much like Carlos Rodon at the New York Yankees, he's going to have to control his emotions here. Because this is a spot, especially extra rest, this is a spot where Severino could easily go out there and try and pump 100 past Otani in the first at bat. And you've got to be able to control yourself a little bit, because it's important for him to go deep into this game. Because, like I said, the back end of this bullpen right now, although you feel good about it, I don't know if you're necessarily overly concerned or really afraid of going to Diaz or whomever. Maton, Budo, all these guys are ready to go. The day off, everyone's ready to go. They've been a little shaky. Certainly Diaz has made you sweat almost every time he's out there. But it's the start of this game, and then you're going to need him to get through innings. Like, you don't even want to have a 25-30 pitch inning. The first inning of this game is going to tell a lot of how this game is going to go. It's going to make decisions for the manager, and it's going to tell us what kind of night you're going to get from Severino and the top of this order that is so imperative to what they do. Like, if you look at this Dodgers team right now, the bullpen's been, you know, pretty good. The back end of it's been better than the opener type situation and the bullpen games that they've had, and the Mets took advantage of that in game two. But the bullpen's been pretty good. The starting rotation's completely eradicated. I mean, they've been decimated by injury. But it's the top of this lineup. It's not even the entire lineup. It's the first four or five hitters of this lineup that scare you, that put the fear of God in you, that have not only just solid all-star type players, not only have MVP type players, but have literally generational type players. These are the guys, we will all be watching them give Hall of Fame speeches. That's who they're facing in the top of this order. And Severino, who's had his history, we talked about his first start as a Yankee ace in 2017 and not getting out of the first inning, or forgetting what time it was and what time the game started in 2018. The last time he pitched in an ALCS or an LCS game was against the Houston Astros in 2022, and he was okay. He was serviceable. He gave you 5 innings, 3 runs. That's the kind of start that you can live with in this game, and you've got to expect the offense to come through. I don't want those 3 innings in the first. I don't want to take the crowd out of this. This is going to be a huge element. I saw them handing out blue towels tonight. Typically, they're orange, I thought. But they're handing out blue towels tonight. This stadium is going to be in an absolute buzz. And the one thing that scares me, the one thing I don't want to have happen, the one thing that would settle this Dodgers team in, give them confidence in this game, and wipe the taste out of their mouth of game two, which it was so important that the Mets did in game one. Right, the Mets, in game two, had to wipe that taste out of their mouth. And they did it immediately. I don't want to have the Dodgers return serve and do the same thing after getting their ass kicked in game two, to come out here and have Otani, Mookie Betts, and Freeman drive them in with a double in the gap, and suddenly this crowd is no longer the amped up, big time, ferocious kind of extra man on the field that you expect it to be. Tonight's a big game. Tonight has an opportunity for the New York Mets to do something special, take control of a series that at the start of the year you couldn't even imagine them being in, let alone winning. Taking on the big bad Dodgers that every fan in baseball wants to see go down in a pile of flames. And the Mets have an opportunity to do it tonight and Severino gets it started in about 50 minutes. 888-808-1019. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We'll transition to the Yankees and some of the talk around the New York Yankees that I'm freaking sick of already. And this, you know, cakewalk, as everybody likes to put it, into the World Series. I got a real problem with the narrative around this Yankee team. We'll get to the Giants and the devastating injury of losing Andrew Thomas for the entire year, what it means for the quarterback, and what it means for the outlook of this season, and how the Giants handle it. We'll get to the Devontae Adams trade. Plenty to get to. Saquon Barkley coming back to Giants Stadium. A lot to get to. We've got 5 hours to do it on our ride to midnight right here on The Fan. McMonagle with you for the next 4.5 hours, taking your phone calls. We'll be here all evening long. We'll ride along with the Mets. Plenty to do, plenty of time to do it as well. I got you here on The Fan till midnight right here. We'll be right back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.